Wednesday, the 10th of April. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, have you ever heard of magic numbers? Those of you who are studying physics at school or science at school, maybe you can ask your science teacher, what are magic numbers? I'm going to tell you about an amazing woman called Maria Goeppert-Mayer, and she solved one of the great mysteries of science. She was born in Germany in 1906. That's a long time ago, isn't it? That's more than 100 years ago. And she became one of the really brilliant young physicists at the University of Göttingen, where she studied. She also got married, and later in her life, her husband got a teaching job at Johns Hopkins University in the United States. So this was in the early 20th century. And Maria assumed it would be easy for her to get work there because she was a good physicist. But Johns Hopkins would not hire women at that point, and certainly not the wives of their professors. Wives were supposed to stay at home and keep the house clean. Maria, however, was passionate about physics, and so she set up a lab in a dusty attic. And she published 10 papers on physics, quantum mechanics, and chemistry. And she co-wrote the textbook, Statistical Mechanics. And for 9 years, she did all of this work without any pay at all. But her perseverance paid off. During the Second World War, the United States government, so remember everyone was at war at that time, Second World War, and in America they were developing, or they were trying to develop an atomic bomb. And the United States government noticed that Maria had real skills in this area, and so she led a small team to enrich uranium as part of the bomb research. And after the war, she used her work on enriching uranium to work on something called isotopes while teaching at Chicago University. Now, isotopes happen when the number of neutrons in an atom change. Some decay quickly, the neutrons, some decay quickly, and some almost never do. And no one knew what made stable isotopes different, only that it had something to do with what they were calling the magic number of neutrons or protons that the atom had. Maria realized that neutrons and protons rotated in orbit at different levels, and the magic numbers are stable because it is easier for those amounts of protons and neutrons to spin around at a particular level. Her diagrams explaining this looked like the layers of an onion, and her nickname was that she was the Onion Madonna because she used onions to explain atoms. So I'll tell you, the magic number for stable isotopes are 2, 8, 20, 28, 50, 82, and 126. There you go. That's some magic numbers. So you might be 8 at the moment, in which case you're currently the age of a magic number in an isotope. How's that? Maybe you have a 2-year-old little sibling or cousin. Maria's nuclear shell model explained how isotopes behave. And in 1960, she was finally given, for the first time, so she would have been in her late 50s, a full-time paid job as a professor at the University of California. And not long after that, she won the Nobel Prize in Physics. There you have Maria. And this is a quote from her. She apparently said to people, "When you love science, all you really want to do is keep working." Let's close our eyes now. And let's ask God for that love of work, that we might find the work in our life that is so much fun that we just want to do it all the time, just like Maria did with science. Lord, teach us to recognize what it is you made us to do, and help us to do it with joy and with desire, so that our work can become our joy as we grow older. And we pray also for all children who are interested in science, that their interest might grow and deepen over time. Amen.